antidote, the pill, the stuff that will help is heart. And dharman means me trying to heal myself is heart. All the three means the pain, the solution, and trying. All three are here. Why do you think, okay, let me do the magic, there is no pain at all. There is no sickness. Why, don't you like it? There is no sickness. Are you MD? Huh, all the pharmacists and doctors, they should go home. Because there is no healing. Then what? Oh, we're talking about the stone. Because the stone are like that. They have no pain, they have no doctor, they have no sickness. It's silly to think about one side of the coin. You cannot have one side of the coin. Two sides, they look opposite. They don't fight. Opposition is not fighting. They work together. But they are opposite. This is the way it is. Reality. He said, forget about that. Not how. There is. He will change, or the heart will change me in a blink of eye. Okay. I could try to change myself maybe in a couple of years. Okay. Both are here. And if I'm trying to change myself, this will not stop that one. If, let's say, quote unquote, God tomorrow wants to change into something else, if I try today something, he will not do it. Irrelevant. Both exist. Two sides of the coin. Remember that. That's the most difficult part of this philosophy. Because this wisdom is like this. Complete. Both part together. Integrated. There is bad and good. Huh. Do you remember the time that there was no bad and good? Right before the human being. Before the human being, there was no bad and good. In animal life, there is no bad and good. Bad and good is with us. Because we could do the opposite. We have the choice. The animal, they don't have the choice. They know they have to do this. We could decide. First thing, I stop my desire. This doesn't happen in animals. He said, listen, remember, you are your thought. That's why I say the first thing you should do is to keep quiet. Because by this, you will spoil everything in your brain. I'm trying to feed you a wisdom, and it takes a couple of years. If every single moment you talk, at the end of the day, you're listening to talking. And it doesn't work. Therefore, remember, first thing is hardening. This is interesting. In art school, you arrive, the first thing they teach you is harmony. And when you learn the harmony and you start to talk about it, everybody will laugh at you. Because you talk about the contrast, which is better than the harmony at another level. But it starts with the harmony. Rumi said, listen, there should be similarities between the people coming close together. So pay attention who you're coming close to. And where your thought is leading. Again, let's go back to the first step. What was the first step? Zivik. He said, let me tell you again about this zipping. Because by talking, you bring it to the surface. You bring it literally through pure reality. We are talking about the souls of thought, and we want to provoke something over there to come alive. This needs a very special moment. I know when I say you should close, yes, close your mouth, do not talk, keep quiet, you don't like it.
Why?
First of all, because you think that, what do you mean? I'm thinking correctly now. I'm thinking about the holiness of God. What's wrong with that? Is that, even that's wrong. The best thing to say is what? The best thing is to get connected to heart. To become one with heart, right? Is it okay? Let me give you two of that. One is Mansur, the other one is Pharaoh. Both of them say anana. This one is perfect, that one is stupid. So the same word. So when you're talking, you're thinking like that, and the sentences are good, everything is good. That's not what we mean. Because first, you should have the good heart. The source should be purified. The most important thing that you have is logical explanation. That's what you have, right? To Rumi in our story, logic is the stick. He said, look at this stick. Stick in your hand will be a stick. And in Moses' hand is that dragon. That's our point. Somewhere here, somewhere there, similarities will fool you. Remember the parrot? If I sit down and I talk exactly like Rumi, do I become someone or I be stupid? Tape recorder will do a better job. It's not imitating something, it's becoming. So remember, the first problem of logic is cross-eyedness. Your logic doesn't understand the unity. It's always duality. You believe two sides of the coin are opposite, and they fight each other. That's not the case. You think like that because you're falcon? Is it the hand of the housekeeper of you? This intelligence will reduce the falcon, the hunter of the truth, to a chicken. Because it's risky, it's too big, and blah, blah, blah. Remember, logic goes for quantity. We are talking about quality. You know what's the amazing stuff? When you're talking about logic, normally you say, everyone will say that. And you're right. Everybody agrees upon that. And that's why we don't give it. Really, it's not worth it to us. Because everybody is that. We believe in something that everybody doesn't have it. Remember the exception? Everybody could draw some sketches. But there is this painter fellow who will do the exception. And we go to that. So let go of everybody will say that. Because we are terrorized by the peer pressure. He said, forget about all of this. Look at our prophets and sheikhs. They're just one. They don't make a big team. And they don't make a party or something like that. They just walk alone, and one fellow will transform so many people. This is the exception. Exceptions come from what? The boy within. There is a boy in you who is selling the sweet. That boy should cry. Cry from what?
from you attending the business, being always a businessman.
The little boy in you who is selling the sweet, even the sweet doesn't belong to him, is innocent. He doesn't want to be logical. He wants to work. And that cry will save you. I'm talking about the crying. When we say cry, we mean a lot of stuff. If you read in the story, you think that if I cry, I will go blind. Don't think of that nonsense. Because when we say become honest, have a proper attitude, do not cheat, then lots of people come and say, it doesn't work, I will lose, it will happen like that. I said, well, first of all, let's talk about I, because to us, I is the important stuff. Right? Looking at the beloved, I, that's it. Do you remember the story of the eye of Moses' wife? I believe it's four or five. Reuben will make up a story. Moses will come down and say, guess what? What? When I do this, God said, do this, then my hand starts to shine. The woman said, let me see. He said, it doesn't work that way. You go blind. God told me, do not do that. He said, well, I want to see. And I told you, you go blind. He said, you know what? I have 2 hours, I cover this. With one eye. So what? Moses accepts. The husband. Do this. We'll see. Opens the other one. Both will go blind. The women come around and say, aren't you really sad that you lost both arms? He said, yes, I'm very sad. I wish I had thousands. And all of them will go blind. Because thousand times I will see that blink. It's worth it. A moment of it is worth it to go blind. Look, this is the story of love. If I'm going to see him for a moment, then I go blind. Good, that's a good deal for me. If I'm not going to see the face of beloved, only the eyes, I don't need the eyes. You see, it's have a clear mind that that's what I want. I want to get close to happy. And I will give everything. What is the worthiest stuff you have to offer? Life. Any living creature, the worthiest stuff is life. And in the field of love, you will give up your life for the beloved. Period. No question. He said, listen, everything is suspended over there for this little boy to cry. Bring the boy out. How? We'll see. Then he goes back to the story of the Sufi, and Jesus will bring the bone to life. It's a black lion who will kill the fellow, and Rumi will stop it. Remember, it's a long paragraph, and I start to say, he brought all this stuff here, and he's blaming this Sufi for what? Do you remember? This is a stupid fellow who wanted the spell. When he died, Rumi didn't finish. He started a serious thing. Any idea? Imitation. Because monkey see, monkey do is us. It's not only the monkeys, because we do the same. If we don't learn the humanity, we will be the monkeys.